Un-fucking-believable. I don't know if anybody else caught Crown Jewel pay-per-view this morning, Friday. But un-fucking-believable. If you didn't catch it, don't. Just save your money. Cancel the product. Forget everything you ever knew about WWE. And just assume you live in an alternate universe where it does not exist. Because let me save you a lot of time. If you went into this pay-per-view thinking by any remote chance that WWE was going to book a product that was forward-thinking and progressive in Saudi Arabia, you have lost your fucking mind. Saudi Arabia, who is probably 3-4 decades behind the times. It's 2018, folks. It's 2018. I just watched a pay-per-view that makes USWA in the 90s look absolutely fucking amazing. I mean, I don't know if anybody ever watched USWA in the 90s on Saturday mornings, but the Dutch Mantel finish with everybody in the fucking ring every fucking week, it was just ridiculous. And today's pay-per-view was even more fucking ridiculous. We not only saw the ruin, let me repeat, the ruin of Samoa Joe after building AJ versus Daniel Bryan for months now, even before that, teasing this. And apparently Daniel Bryan pulls out because of everything that happened with Saudi Arabia. Understandable. So they put Joe in there. Joe, who we haven't fucking heard from because he got injured, storyline-wise. Suddenly Joe's back. What do they do? Do they strap Joe? Because every time Joe steps in the ring with AJ Styles, he gets beaten. Joe steps in the ring with Brock Lesnar for the title, he gets beaten. Joe steps in the ring with Roman Reigns for the title, he gets beaten. Samoa Joe has now become the choke artist of this generation. They have absolutely fucking ruined Samoa Joe. What do you do with Joe now? He has lost all credibility. When it comes to the moment of Samoa Joe facing off with a world champion, with a universal champion, with any champion, he chokes. That is the product that they have booked with Samoa Joe right now. And if that isn't enough to piss you off, let's look at the World Cup. Can anybody name me the entrance of the World Cup? Go ahead, I'll wait. Name them. Look them up. Google that shit. Rey Mysterio, Randy Orton, Dolph Ziggler, Kurt Angle, Bobby Lashley thrown in at the last minute replacing John Cena. Look them all up. Look all those people up. Was Shane fucking McMahon one of those people? Was Shane McMahon one of the participants in the fucking World Cup? No, but let me tell you what, folks. Believe it or not, the world's best wrestler is Shane fucking McMahon. Write that down in your notebooks. Shane McMahon, who hardly ever wrestles, maybe once a year, didn't even come back until like this last year. Shane fucking McMahon, best wrestler in the world. Wins the World Cup. Gets a world title shot, no less. Gets a world title shot. Where are we going to see that at? My money is on Royal Rumble. Shane McMahon versus, I don't know. Who the fuck do you decide now? I'm pissed off, folks. This is bullshit. This pay-per-view is bullshit. Let me tell you some more bullshit. We started out as a triple threat. Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar versus Braun Strowman. Roman Reigns now gone, vacated the title. Because he's fighting leukemia again. They've had like 2 weeks to think something up. What do you decide to do? You bring Brock Lesnar back. You have Braun Strowman. Roman Reigns is gone for the unforeseeable future. Who do you strap? Do you strap the guy that's fighting in MMA? The guy that's not going to be around? The guy that has every goddamn wrestling fan pissed off because he never showed up on fucking television? Let alone hardly any of the pay-per-views. You strap that guy, or do you strap a guy that's red hot? No matter how many times you keep cooling him off, no matter how many times you job him out, the fans still get behind him. You just turned him heel. Now you turn him face on a dime. The fans still, they're saying they're behind the guy. They didn't like him as heel. They want to cheer this guy. They want to get behind him, no matter how corny the shit is. The fans like Braun Strowman. What do you do? Is it his time? Maybe? Fucking by chance? Is it Braun Strowman's time? Fucking the title's vacant. He's facing a guy that won't ever be on fucking television. Your main fucking title on Raw, not going to be on the show now. Who do you strap? Who do you fucking strap? You strap Brock Lesnar. That's who you strap. Because how the fuck does it make any goddamn sense to strap Braun Strowman, who's there every week? The one everybody's cheering. Does that make any fucking sense to anybody? Apparently not to Vince McMahon. How is anybody buying this product anymore? I tell you what, guys, I am fucking finished. If you follow me on Twitter, I've been very vocal about it today. I'm done. Three strikes right there. I'm out. That's not even to talk about the main event. What a fucking catastrophe of main event that was. How many fucking botches are these quote-unquote legends and Hall of Famers supposed to be doing? I mean, goddamn. What? It comes down to this. Greed. It comes down to greed. Saudi Arabia was willing to pay an X amount of money, a whole lot of money, to get this type of product out there because they want to see the guys from the 90s and the early 2000s or the 80s with fucking Hulk Hogan out there. Put on this big badass show with all these legends and whatnot, and we get matches that are, you know, from 1998. Randy Orton versus Rey Mysterio. I mean, goddamn, how many times do we have to watch this shit? Undertaker and Kane, Triple H and Shawn Michaels. Are you serious? How about put over some fucking young talent? How about book young talent? Where the fuck has Bray Wyatt been? Was Dean Ambrose at the pay-per-view? Because if he was, I sure missed it. McIntyre just walks to the ring. I mean, you're not going to have these guys out there working? I guess it is what it is. And what it is a steaming pile of shit. And I don't know if anybody actually enjoyed the pay-per-view. I'm sure some dumbass out there probably did. Because they can't think for themselves. This was a shitty pay-per-view. And for me, it's the straw that's breaking the camel's back. A camel in Saudi Arabia, no less. And I cannot enjoy such a shit product anymore. I cannot fit this into my schedule. I have to find the time to watch 3 hours of Raw, 2 hours of SmackDown. And if I'm lucky, I can catch up on NXT every other week. Watch some other programming every now and then. I don't have the downtime to watch this bullshit and not have a payoff. And that payoff are the pay-per-views. You expect something good. At least decent. Mediocre, maybe. Something that doesn't make me want to punch everybody that I come across as I'm walking through a Walmart or a Target or down the street. Makes me want a barbarian kick somebody in the face. No, I am absolutely finished with WWE until Brock Lesnar drops the title. Until we get some... Can we get some storyline out of this with Shane McMahon? Or is this just going to be... You know, here's a feather in Shane's cap and fuck storylines and fuck the talent. This isn't going to go anywhere. Is that what's going to happen? We're just going to, Shane's going to get a title shot and then what? Is there any good thing that's going to come out of this? I can't imagine it will. It's time for WWE to pull its head out of its ass and pull its trigger on some of these younger talents. Instead of going to the Brock Lesnars, the Undertakers, the Triple H. Now we got Shawn Michaels back. We're going to see his fucking cross-eyed face. And not putting over anybody, I'm absolutely sure. This is going to be fucking stagnant. Welcome to 2001. It's bullshit. It's absolute bullshit. So this is just a preview. This is me trying to contain my pissed off nature. At the moment, we will have more on this failed pay-per-view of Crown Jewel. It was not a jewel at all in anybody's crown. the lump of charcoal, a big steaming pile of shit. This is Sam Keola, the wrestling connoisseur for Square Circle Journal. Stay tuned, folks. Stay tuned.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.